Don't you just love it on a hot summer's day like this, Betty?
Oh, it's just wonderful. And so good for the children.
Including our husbands. Look at Fred.
Isn't that cute? Pebbles buried me in the sand. Hey, Pebbles, where are you going? Let me out of here. I'm stuck in the sand. Wilma!
Relax, Fred. I'll get you out. But it isn't easy to pass up this opportunity.
Oh, cut it out! Stop it! Hey, Billy, if you don't stop making me laugh, I'm going to get awful mad, Wilma.
There you are, all safe and sound. Honestly, Fred, sometimes you're just a big baby.
Into the end zone from Johnny Stonitis to Crazy Legs Flintstone.
I got it, buddy! Right in the old bread basket!
Oh, that's a fucking thing!
You really put your foot in your mouth that time, Fred. The football, that is. What's that? Oh, some tourist taking pictures of us he-men, I guess.
Look, if you can't throw a football right, Bond, just don't throw it, will you?
Oh, Fred, how about getting us some Brontosaurus burgers?
Yeah, we're developing big appetites watching all this exercise.
Okay, I could use a bite myself. 6 Brontosaurus burgers?
Gee, Fred, aren't you going to order any for us?
You stop with that cornball humor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. Hey, Fred, somebody just measured me.
I'm going to measure you for a right to the jaw if you don't stop with the joke.
I know. Maybe it's those guys from Peekaboo Camera after me for their TV show.
I think somebody should be after you with a net.
Gee, I don't know, Fred. I'm kind of cute.
I guess you are, Bunny. I guess you...
I think we have found him. The one they call Barney. Yes, he fits the description. Praise be. At last our search has ended. Let us report our findings.
Yes, then we shall tell him the great news.
Barney, aren't you eating anything?
No, Betty. I gotta watch my figure.
Barney thinks somebody's after him for a TV show.
Well, it figures. Two guys first took my picture, click, and then my measurements.
Of course. Holly Rock's been after him for years.
Well, maybe it's this Mr. America physique they like.
All right, Muscles. How about helping me get things in the car? It's time to go home.
Hey, Fred, look behind us. Two guys in a mastodon. They must have awful headaches. They got towels wrapped around their heads.
Those aren't towels, Bonnie. They're turban.
No, a turban is some kind of a turtle.
No, that's a terrapin, right, Wilma?
No, a terrapin is something to jump on.
You mean the trampoline. I know, because I nearly cracked my head on one once.
Yeah, and then you had to wear a towel on your head.
Oh, what's the use? Here you are, Rubbles, home safe and sound.
Don't look now, but there's those two towel-headed guys again.
They must have taken a shortcut.
Get ready.
Hola, Salima! Hola, Salima!
Me, Rubble. You guys talk English? You want to see me about something?
Oh, long-lost prince of Stonia Rakaremia.
At last our search has ended. We have found you.
Gee, I didn't even know I was lost. I don't think I quite got you guys.
We shall explain. Many years ago, the Prince of Arakarabia disappeared. Here's the last picture taken of him when he was but a child.
We have been without a leader since then.
We have scientifically narrowed the search down to you, oh marvelous one.
Everyone bow before Prince Barbarumba.
Oh, no you don't. I'm not bowing before Barney Rubble. None been doing.
Fred, this might be true. Barney could be a real prince.
Right. I think we should go along with this until we're sure.
Look, the children are getting into the spirit of things.
Oh, Huga Salima. Huga Salima.
Hey, you too, Fred. Hey, we got to do this right.
Oh, brother.
Come on, Fred. It won't hurt this once.
Hola, Salima.
Now we must take his greatness to the Rock Top Plaza Hotel.
Watch your step, oh Lord and Master.
Don't worry, folks. I intend to remain my old self. Charming, humble.
That's it, Rubble. Rub it in. Rub it in.
Why are you taking him away?
What's at the Rock Top Plaza?
We must prepare him for his coronation tomorrow.
He will receive lessons in diction, dancing, and country running. Good day.
Barney, will you be all right?
Oh, don't worry, Betty. Nothing will happen to me. Oops. I want to see what this is all about. I'll see you later.
Just imagine, Wilma.
My own Barney, a fabulously wealthy royal prince.
It's unbelievable.
We'll probably live in a luxurious castle with servants.
Oh, come on. You girls don't really believe that Barney is royal, do you?
It certainly looks that way, Fred.
Well, seeing is believing. And all I saw was two guys taking him away. He could be kidnapped. Remember, Betty, he's only your husband, but he's my best pal. Now, I'm going down to the Rock Top Plaza and check this story out. It's all too pat to suit me.
Oh, Fred, of course it's legitimate. It's all here in this morning's bedrock slab. Some visiting Arakarabians from Stony Arakarabia are here seeking a missing heir. Barney turned out to be the heir.
Hey, that story could be a plant, you know. I'm not taking any chances.
No point in confusing Fred with facts. When he puts his detective hat on, he's gone.
The Rock Top Plaza Hotel, Bedrock's finest. This is it. Boy, you sure picked a fancy hideout. I'll be very quiet and discreet about this. All right, where is he?
Where is who?
You know who. The guy kidnapped by two guys with towels on their heads. Where is he?
I'm sorry, the entire hotel has been leased until after the coronation.
I don't want a room. I want my pal. Where is he?
I'm afraid you're sadly mistaken, sir, as well as a nut. Our new bellboy will show you out.
I'm not leaving till I'm ready. I'm ready. Boy, if they knew what I meant to get Fred Flintstone's sword, they'd be more careful. Now, how am I going to get in there? I got it. When in Rome, make like an Arab. Or something like that. In this Arab outfit, I can slip by that clerk and bellhop just like one of those towel-headed guys.
Are the musicians here yet?
I'm checking them in now.
Bongos.
Bongos.
First base.
First base.
Shortstop.
Shortstop. Shortstop?
One moment there, you, fat one. Just as I thought, an infiltrator. Have him ejected.
Of course, sir, at once. Front.
Boom, that bellhop is all I don't need. You better be careful, big boy. I happen to be pretty handy with my dukes. And furthermore, I'm a proficient exponent of the deadly art of karate. You're kind of a hard guy to get close to. You wouldn't hit a guy with contact lenses, would you?
These interruptions must be dealt with in a positive manner. Now then, shall we get on with the arrangements?
Luckily, I took pole vaulting in high school. I'll just pole vault up into a window and find Barney! Well, the idea was good. Now to find Barney. He probably got him chained up someplace. Hey, just look at that. Rubble in there living it up like a king while I'm knocking my brains out trying to rescue him.
I don't mind a pat on the back once in a while, but this is ridiculous.
Can you beat this? Maybe Rubble is a royal prince after all.
Great rocks. Look, an interloper.
Yeah, I'm no interloper. I'm just an ignorant bystander.
Come along.
Hey, let go. Hey!
What is this intrusion? What's going on?
We discovered this intruder, your royalness. Bow, peasant.
You better bow, Fred.
Are you kidding?
Sorry, Fred, but those are the rules. Everybody bows before Barbaroo-bum-bum-bum. That's me.
If you think I'm gonna spend my life bowing to you, you are nuts!
Shall we execute him, Master?
Oh, I think I'll spare him this time. You may leave now, guards.
I came up here to bring you home, not to get insulted. Okay, all right, so you don't need my help. I'm going home. Barney Barbaruba. Oh, boy.
Hey, aren't you going to stay for supper, Fred?
Nothing doing. I got my pride.
Well, we have roast pterodactyl and filet of solosaurus and rockablinces.
Well, I really could stand some rockablinces. As long as it's okay with your highness.
You might have your pride, Fred, but your appetite is bigger.
It's getting awful late, Wilma. Fred might be right. Maybe Barney really is in trouble. I think we should go find both Fred and Barney.
Okay, Betty, if it'll make you feel any better.
I'll call a babysitter and you get out the car.
Why not? We may as well play detective, too.
How are the plans for the coronation going?
Excellent, sir.
Excuse me, I'd like to see the new prince.
I'm afraid he's indisposed.
Indisposed? You just tell him his wife is here.
And his best friend's wife, too.
Of course. I did not realize. Right this way, please.
That's better.
Take the elevator to the 8th floor.
What's on the 8th floor?
The prince's harem, of course.
I don't know if it's good with Barney being so important all of a sudden.
8th floor, please.
Ah! 8th floor, 8th floor. It's always up, up, up. Nobody ever wants to go to the basement.
Well, imagine having to get permission to see your own husband. I'd prefer him to be just plain old Barney, the poor dear. He's probably bored to tears with all his royal humdrum.
Betty, look!
Good heavens! That man sent us into a harem!
Oh, a couple of new girls for the prince, huh?
New girls?
For the prince? You mean all these girls are for Barney?
Of course. But remember, we girls were here first. We have, seniority.
Don't worry, girls. There's only about 200 of us ahead of you.
We'll see about that.
No wonder Fred didn't come back.
I just don't believe Barney would do this.
Halt! Halt!
It is forbidden for a mere woman to enter without permission.
A mere woman?
What do you mean, young man?
How dare you speak to us in that tone? Come on, take it out of my life.
It is written, do not argue with a woman.
Will that be all, old noble ruler of all beloved sovereign?
Thanks, you guys. That was a great dinner, especially the Rockablinces. I'll see you later, waiter.
Me check out a ball in a Barney. Here, what's next, your royal princeship?
Announcing, with your majesty's permission, his majesty's royal harem.
Look, Fred, those are girls.
You are to select 100 or so for wives, sire.
100 wives?
Oh, that's the wrong child.
I'll take his back, Fred.
Yeah. We're happily married cowards.
Yeah, let's get out of here. If our real wife saw us now, we'd be in big trouble.
Ooh, I shudder to think of it. Luckily, they're home, and they can't... Yank? It's like they can.
Barney, what's going on?
Fred, explain.
Well, I... You see, we... That is...
Gee, I thought you'd never ask. Well, they're just some loyal subjects, dear.
What's your excuse, Fred? And make it good.
I'm thinking.
Oh, rubber. And we were worried about them. Come on, Betty.
Can't you do something, Barn? You're the head guy around here.
Hey, that's right. Okay, girls, that's enough. Let be your own. That's an order.
As you say, oh handsome master, Allah Salima, Allah Salima.
Now all we gotta do is explain to Betty and Wilma about the girls.
Well, start explaining.
You see, somehow I got engaged to all those girls and...
Engaged? Why, you...
Easy, Betty.
But let me finish.
Well, we better leave before we finish. Come on, Bob.
This has gone too far.
Come back here, Fred Flintstone.
Here comes His Majesty. Let's give him a real good bow this time.
We need time to think. Just keep running.
I am.
Oh, boy. Here they come. Make like an elephant, Fred. Maybe they won't notice us.
So, this is what you want, Barney Rubble. Partying. Dancing girls. And now silly games. Well, I should have known. Come on, Wilma. We're leaving.
And as for you, Fred Flintstone, you're going to have to decide. It's either this kind of life or me. Goodbye.
Wilma! Now look what you did. You got us locked out of our own homes.
Our wives are right, Fred. I can't go through with this. What good is being a hotshot king without my Betty?
Yeah, I couldn't go on without Wilma either.
I'm going to tell him to call the whole thing off.
Hey, now you're talking, Barney boy.
Cancel the royal coronation?
Yeah, that's right. I'm turning in my towel, a turban.
With all due respect, O royal one, it is not possible to abdicate the throne of Stony Arabia. It is written, disaster awaits he who shirks the duties of the crown. It would be our obligation to fulfill the prophecy. We pray you understand, O mighty ruler.
I think I get the point. Isn't there anything we can do, Fred?
Well, for one, do you have to wear that silly hat?
It's forbidden for King Barbarabuba to show his head.
I hope it's okay to use your head. We gotta get out of here.
Hey, Fred, didn't you sneak in that window earlier?
Yeah. Good idea, Bond. What came in can go out. I'll go first to make sure the coast is clear.
It is most regrettable we must do this, sire. But it is the law of our land.
Hey, is the coast clear, Fred?
No. Oh, but I got a better idea. Steady. Now, all set, Bob?
I think so.
Okay, now close the overcoat and we can sneak out. They'll be looking for two shorter guys instead of one tall one.
Just don't steer me wrong. It's dark in here.
I seem to be lost. Just a tourist from Tallville passing through.
Tallville? Say, aren't you the friend of His Majesty?
You're thinking of my twin brother. He's much shorter than I am.
You wish something, O Magnificent One?
No.
Hola, Salima. We shall soon crown you.
Looks like you're stuck, Barney. Miserably rich for the rest of your life.
Who has just cause why this coronation should not be consummated. Let him speak now or forever hold his tongue. Going once?
I guess I'll never see my family again, Fred. They'll take me far away to Stony Arabia.
Going twice? Going for the third and last time?
Hold the throne.
Hold the throne?
There's been a mistake. That Barbaruba is an imposter. We have found the real heir. We have proof, and here it is. It is written, and the ruler shall wear the royal scarab. This is the real Barbaruba.
Oh, gee, that's great. I'm poor again. Oh, boy, no more money. Nothing.
Oh, please forgive us, sire. We almost made a tragic mistake. We plead for your royal forgiveness, O mighty one.
Excuse me. Can my friend and I go now?
Ah, it's the imposter. Shall I have him eliminated, O great one?
Nah, that little guy has an honest face. Let him go.
Thanks, O great one. Hot. Diggity!
Let's go, Bon! The girls are waiting me!
Maybe we were a little harsh with the boys, Wilma.
Maybe we were, Betty. After all, they were involved in a difficult situation not of their own making.
I miss my Barney so much, I'd gladly bow down to him like all those servants if he'd just come home.
That goes double for me, Betty.
Hey, did you hear that last bit, Fred?
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, girls. We're home.
Start bowing.
Barney, you're back.
Oh, Fred, I'm so happy.
Oh, we knew you'd come back.
Yeah, it turned out that Bond wasn't a prince after all.
Yeah, lucky for me.
There's one more thing.
Oh, yeah, something about bowing if I came home.
Oh, brother. Hola, Salima. Hola, Salima. Hola, Salima.
That's not really what we meant. Come here, Bond. You see, Barney might not be a prince, and I'm not a king, but to us, you two will always be queens. Hola, Salima. Hola, Salima.
Oh, you're wrong. You both are kings.
Look over there. Your loyal subjects still adore you.
Hola, Salima. Hola, Salima.
Hey, this sure is a cozy little kingdom.